Well, as fantastic as that record is, we're going to chat to the fantastic Michael Jones. It's time for Movies with Michael. How's it going, mate?
Oh, just fantastic, apparently.
Let's keep it up and about.
Fantastic. You really like to build me up. I'm going to talk about a film today that brings back memories of my first pirate video experience, which was absolutely terrible, actually. The quality was just the worst.
Well, that's what you get, Michael, for trying to beat the system for being a little deviant.
I know, that thoroughly got what I deserved. Though the supplier of that pirate video, who I actually saw this film with, he denies it was him that gave me the pirate video, though I'm 100% positive it was. And that film that I'll be talking about today is Top Gun Maverick.
Awesome.
Starring Tom Cruise, other people like Jennifer Connelly, Miles Teller, John Hamm, Monica Barbaro, Glenn Powell, Lewis Pullman, and of course, Val Kilmer, one of your favourites.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about Val Kilmer that just rubs me the wrong way.
You have got to see Tombstone and Top Secret, and then you will change your mind about Val Kilmer. But anyway, let's move on. This film is directed by Joseph Kosinski, who's made films like Only the Brave and Tron Legacy, so he does have some form in reviving franchises from the 1980s. And this franchise has been a long time in reviving. It's been 36 years since the original. Would you believe it? After the events of the original film, Pete Maverick Mitchell is still a captain. He's still pushing the envelope and the limits as a US Navy test pilot. His career is going nowhere, though, until one day out of the blue, he's ordered back to Top Gun, the US Navy's top aviator school, to prepare for a secret mission. But of course, he's not going to fly the mission. He's going to teach a new bunch of cocky young aviators, Hondo, Phoenix, Payback, Fanboy, Bob, Hangman, and Rooster, played by Miles Teller, who also happens to be the son of Goose, with a ton of attitude and baggage to go along with that, to do the job.
A couple of cowboys.
Yeah, so Maverick is just a teacher in this one. How did Maverick even get this gig? It's like there's someone at the very top looking out for him. Hello, Admiral Tom Iceman Kosinski, played by your favourite Val Kilmer, in a barely speaking part. Though I think that does have something to do with Val Kilmer's current condition. You know that Maverick is going to butt heads with the brass in the forms of Admiral Simpson, played by Hamm, and Bates, played by Charles Bonnell. But you know he's going to get the job done his way, right, and ultimately lead the mission. I don't think I'm revealing any spoilers
there.
Well,
there you go. Maverick by name, Maverick by nature, right?
That's his call sign.
He doesn't play by the rules, but damn it, he gets results, right?
He certainly does. That's why he's got the job. Look, I don't think I'm revealing any spoilers about him ultimately leading the mission, because there wouldn't be much of a movie otherwise. Because apart from having a slightly more racially, culturally, and sexually diverse cast, Top Gun Maverick is essentially the same film as the original. The opening 3 or 4 minutes are exactly the same, right down to the way the sun hits the deck on the aircraft carrier.
Awesome.
As the aircraft take off and land, to Kenny Loggins belting out Danger Zone.
Yes. I was going to ask if Kenny Loggins gets a mention.
Does he what? I mean, I still haven't been able to get Danger Zone out of my head since seeing the film early last week. Do not come to Top Gun Maverick expecting surprises, because you'll get none. It is the same. There will be a shirtless scene on the beach featuring buffed up young men and women this time.
Awesome.
Glenn Powell is the new Iceman, right down to the shiny white teeth and the close-up getting in your face style.
Yeah.
Even though he's called Hangman in this one rather than Iceman, Maverick still rides the same motorcycle, sans helmet. I'm sure helmet laws have changed in California since the mid-1980s. I would have liked to have seen a scene where he gets pulled over and
gets booked a ticket.
That would have been funny. And of course, mature women who should know better this time, Barr and a Penny Benjamin, played by Connolly, they're still drawn to him. And Rooster is the new Goose, son of, actually, right down to the way he dresses and his piano playing skills.
Awesome.
Okay, maybe he's a little bit more intense, and he and Maverick have definitely got some issues to work out. This film certainly does push all the right nostalgia buttons for Gen Xers. There's even a sequence which references Star Wars, which, you know, again, get the nostalgia juices going. You'll know it when you see it. Certainly will. For those Gen Xers who fondly remember the first film, millennials who know Tom Cruise from Mission Impossible will like it, and people who just get off on and get excited by military hardware, well, boy, they will just be really turned on by this film. And the US Navy certainly does have some very impressive military hardware. But I guess it's probably the spectacular climax of this film which really makes it stand out from the original. You know, I mean, the original was limited by the effects of the time and what have you. The combination of this one of visual effects intercut with live action, the actors actually being filmed in planes and what have you, just makes the last 30 minutes or so of this movie just a real adrenaline rush. I just wish I'd been able to see it in IMAX 3D or even 4D experience where the seats vibrate underneath
that's
you.
That's fun. I've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, you will be clenching your butt and gripping the seat intensely. I do have some questions from this film. Like, why is Maverick still not wearing a motorcycle helmet in 2022? How does Jennifer Connelly's character afford a Porsche and a yacht? She just runs a bar. Where did she get this money? How does a Navy pilot not know how to sail a boat? And how old is how old is Rooster? I mean, he's possibly a bit too old to still be a hot shot young pilot. Who took all those pictures of Maverick, Goose and Iceman back in the 80s? And who is the enemy? Last time, we were pretty sure it was the Russians / Soviets, but this time, the mission is to destroy a uranium enrichment plant. So I suspect it might be Iran, though the country is never mentioned. But I guess this is what happens when a movie gets held back 2 or 3 years from release. Enemies change again, and I guess the more things change, the more things stay the same. Anyway, look, if you're looking for a film to fulfill your need for speed today, you could do a lot worse than Donnie the Ray-Ban aviators strapping in and taking off to Top Gun Maverick.
Fantastic. Thank you, Michael.
Pleasure.